Blog Talk Radio.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.
Canadian Show. North American radio show. And now, worldwide show. The Lizzie T. Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now, welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello and welcome, welcome everyone. I'm your host and yes, the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. My goodness, we are pumped up today. We have an amazing guest and yes, we have a fantastic show for you. Today we are live again. It's November the 17th. My goodness, as I mentioned to you guys yesterday, today is the 18th, pardon me. And we have definitely, this year has been going by so quickly that I don't know what to say. I mean, I've been saying everything every day. And today, my goodness, we have so much to do. The end of the year is just coming up and people are getting ready for the holiday season. So happy Thanksgiving to my American friends and for the ones that are celebrating with their family. So, my goodness, I don't know how to start because every day I kind of start the same way. And the reason being is because I'm so used to the format of my show and I just wanted to make sure that I don't forget any place. I do take a couple of minutes of your time to be able to thank my listeners, and I have to because without you, This show could not be possible. We are being listened, everyone, to about 38 countries all over the world. We have about 10,000 listeners. If not now, they're listening to us because this show is recorded. They're listening to us later on. We have people listening to us in places like in Australia. So good morning to my Australian listeners, South America, Central America, Jamaica, Netherlands, and here through our 10 beautiful provinces, we have also listeners in United States. We have Washington, D.C., Florida. We had a guest from Florida yesterday. We have a guest from Texas, Kansas, North Carolina, Long Island, New York. My goodness, I've already mentioned them. We have across the map to Europe. We have listeners in Italy, Turkey, England, Nigeria, going to Africa now, and South Africa on that note. And my goodness, the list goes on. There's going to be a day, by the way, everyone, that I am definitely not going to be able to name all the countries and all the places because we are pretty much reaching all the continents, and this is fantastic. This is phenomenal. This is what the Lizzie T Radio Show worked towards, and here we are with this amazing network. And thank you so much for your support. Today, as I mentioned, is November the 18th, and I always like to find out in the news what is the International Day. So today, it's not the exception. Actually, we are talking about tomorrow's day. Tomorrow is the International Men's Day, not the International Father's Day, but the International Men's Day. So I don't know it, wherever you are, but I know here in Canada, there is a Movember. And basically what it is guys usually leave their mustache and they shave it off after November. They raise money for cancer. So that's a really good cause. I know my husband tried it, and within 3 days he had to shave it off. So he wasn't able to do the challenge. So, but for all of you amazing men out there, including to my amazing husband, happy International Men's Day. If you're interested in being part of the Lizzie T Radio Show, let's face it, everyone, if you are writing a book, if you are a singer, songwriter, if you're a coach, if you're an entrepreneur, without exposure to media nowadays, it's hard to get noticed. So here at the Lizzie T Radio Show, we give you the exposure that you need, and just contact us, fill up a form on the Lizzie T website, which is LizzieT.com, LizzyT.com, or send us an email. The email is radio@LizzieT.ca. Very easy, radio, because this is a radio show at LizzyZ for the Americans, T.ca. And like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, we're on Pinterest, we are on Instagram, we are on YouTube. And on that note, we are also doing the Lizzie T TV show on YouTube. So if you're in the Toronto area, we are definitely love to have you as our guest at the TV show. And we have your show being recorded on video, even more wonderful because people can see your beautiful face, and you will be interviewed here at our studio or at your preferable location. Today we are playing the song from our guest. This is a guest from the States. Her name is Angela Marie, and she's a singer and a gospel singer, and we will be playing her song, which is called, her song is called A Dance with Angels. Moving on to our radio show, we are definitely looking forward to having more sponsors here at the Lizzie T Radio Show. So if you're interested in being part of the Lizzie, being sponsoring our show, we are so welcoming you to sponsor the show. The email again is radio@LizzieT.ca, radio@LizzieT.ca. And today we're being sponsored by NatureNova.ca. If you're looking for someone to do nature programs in your school, look them up at NatureNova.ca. And on that note, I will be playing a commercial, and I'll be right back with my guest.
Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. NatureNova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. NatureNova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
Lizzie T Radio Show.
Angela Marie. Angela Marie is a mother of two wonderful children. She has a son, age 18, and a daughter, age 15. She is a songwriter, dog lover, and a dog trainer. After spending most of her life being 70% hearing impaired, she was diagnosed in 2010 with a hearing and a balance disorder. Since she can remember, Angela Marie has been listening to music and singing from the depth of her soul. Angela wants to encourage others in song, and through her testimony that the battle does not belong to you, but to God. He will fight your battles for you if you just let Him in. She is amazed at what God can do through her. She trusts God completely and relies on Him. God is wonderfully working through her and her music and ministry. She has just released her first solo project called
Dance with Angel with CNC Music.
With us is Angela Marie. Hello, hello, Angela. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Welcome to the Lizzie T Radio Show. So I've given you a little bio, and we're all curious. This is fantastic. Where are you calling us from?
What is your name?
You are live today. You are live with us, Angela Marie, and we're talking to you about your experience. We're talking to you, your life. And
can you answer my question, please? What was your name?
This is the Lizzie T Radio Show.
Okay. And we're on live, is that what you're saying? Because I'm having a hard time hearing you.
I know, I'm so sorry. I'm trying to put my volume as high as I can. So we are live right now, and we are talking to, you're talking to the Lizzie T Radio Show all the way from Canada. And tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us a little bit about your career.
Well, I've been in the ministry a while, and I have come out with an album, and I'm in the process of trying to get that promoted and out to different radio stations. Right now we're talking to different promotion and different radio companies, promotion companies, to try to get this song out there. And we're talking to some movie producers as well about building a story around Dance with Angels. So we're really excited about what God is doing and the wonderful people that he's put in my life that I will be continuing working with, and some new people that have even come into my life and in the ministry. We're excited about what God's doing.
That's fantastic. Now, I read your bio previously when you were waiting, and people are wondering, how can somebody who is 70% hearing impaired is able to listen to notes and to sing? And like, this is very intriguing for all of us. How do you think this happened? Do this work?
Well, the thing of it is not only am I 70% hearing impaired, and I've had to work with my producer in the past on just making sure that I'm able to hear my sounds, my tones, but not only am I hearing impaired, but I also have what they call Meniere's disease, which is something I don't like to claim, but it is what it is, and I just do the best I can with it. It is a hearing imbalance disorder. So there's some times that there's a loud ringing in my ear. There's times that that happens. But when it's all said and done, as long as I can hear where I'm supposed to be in my track at the time I'm supposed to be at, I let God do everything. I trust that's a total special intimate relationship that God and I have, where I put my total faith in him to be able to even sing. It's almost like, you see me singing, you see me up there, but I'm in such a different element with God because I have to totally trust him completely.
And that's beautiful. I mean, if people are listening to us, we have about 38 countries listening to us all over the world. This is a show that we have about 10,000 listeners, and this is a beautiful example, everyone. You're listening to the Lizzie T Radio Show right now. We are live. We are with Angela Marie. She's a beautiful singer, and this is somebody who, by the way, doesn't have perfect hearing like all of us. She has 70% of hearing loss. She's hearing impaired, and here she is giving a beautiful testimony to all of us that God does make miracles and that God does allow somebody like herself to be used as an instrument in order to touch a lot of people. Now, would you always a singer since you were a child, or is this something that it got developed later on in life? When did you find out what your calling was?
Well, it was actually when I first got saved, I was down in Mississippi, and then I had been at a church there where my family went, and some great people down there. And I'd come back to Michigan and graduated, and I decided that, I wanted to head and be a part of it. I couldn't get away from that power, and I couldn't get away from that wonderful anointing that I felt. So I went back down to the church that I got saved at, and I joined the choir, and the piano player that happened to be playing there and still plays there today at the church actually was a very renowned songwriter, worked with Eddie Crook out of Nashville and a lot of other songwriters and companies and publishing companies, and she was actually the stepmother of a very famous football player as well, Ed McNair. Bottom line is I grew up listening to Motown, Elvis, Dolly Parton, The Judds, cut my teeth on Motown. And I was always in my book. I'm getting ready to come out with a book this spring called Straight From My Heart. We're doing a Straight From My Heart tour. We've already got three country music artists right now that are going to be joining me on some speaking engagements. I have a movie producer right now wanting to turn this into like a mini document series. They want to get on the bus. They want to go with us, do some little clips, and then put it together with Dance with Angels, with the military. I mean, we have so much going on, but bottom line is that God knows what to do, when to do it. And when I was in that choir, he put such a burning desire in my heart, and I started singing little church songs and a little here and there. And I remember a couple people saying, now don't get your hopes up now. You can't go out there and be a world-renowned singer and this and that. I was like, no, don't worry about me. I'm just an old choir singer. But one day I was just praying with God, and I said, Lord, just help me be more of a sanctuary for you. Prepare me, and I want to be able to sing. I see what the worship does. You know, when we go into church, we're not supposed to just jump in and get to preaching. They're supposed to enter into his courts and his gates with praise and thanksgiving. And when we come into a church, we want to be fed, and we want to be uplifted with the praise and worship music before a preacher starts preaching to us. We like to get that open anointing and that open feeling flowing through us before we receive the meat, and that's the Word of God. So whenever you're out there singing, you're a praise and worship leader, or if you're a special singer, or if you're a gospel group or a gospel soloist, there's a difference in ministry, and there's a difference in entertainment. And I learned that real quick in the church, that there's nothing like the anointing of God. There's nothing like the anointing that breaks the yoke. There's nothing like being in a position that God trusts you so much that he pours on his spirit. That is an absolute honor and a testimony to be able to receive that spirit from God and be able to step in his place in a church or in a fairground, in a auditorium, no matter where it's at. I'm the same way at a fairground that I am in a church or a convention center. I don't change for anybody. I'm the same way. Are you there? Hello?
The host and the producer of the T Radio Show. We are having some technical difficulties. Winter Canada. We are starting our winter. Our internet connection is going back and forth, so I apologize. Best to keep us going. I think it's a blessing. Hi, I'm your host and the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. My goodness, it's been an interesting show. We will be playing Angela Marie's song, and I think we should invite Angela Marie back another day because we're having some technical difficulties. So here is a commercial, and I'll be right back with her song.
Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery. nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today. Lizzie T. Radio Show is sponsored by naturenova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
I am your host at the Lizzie T. Radio Show. We will be listening just in a little while to Angela Marie's songs. I'll just give you a little preview. She is back, waiting patiently on the other line. But I wanted to ask her, before we are starting having some technical difficulties again, where can people reach you, Angela? I wanted to make sure that people know your website and information if you are touring within Canada, perhaps, or United States?
No, I'm not. We haven't done anything in Canada yet. We'll be working with a global promotion company that books around the world shortly, and we'll be posting that to an exclusive website, and we'll be on Facebook and on Reverb Nation. We'll be sending out information via email and everything. As soon as we start booking solid dates in Canada, we'll be sure to let you all know.
Fantastic. The website is angelamarie.com. Is that your website? I want to make sure that I post all the information on my social media. This show is recorded, and I want to apologize to you in advance for having some technical difficulty. We need to invite you back just to make sure that everything gets clear, but the website is angelamarie.com, right?
No, that's not the correct website. It's angelamarie3g.com as of right now. We're looking into possibly joining in with another web design company that will be able to add some different kind of flash media and videos and things like that. We want to make it exciting, and we want to we've got something templated up there right now, but we may end up changing that. We'll be sure and let you know. But anybody that wants to be able to connect with me right now, they can go to reverbnation.com and /, and they can type in Angela Marie 3G, and they will be able to connect with me there at Reverb Nation and send me a message, fan us, however they want to. They can also email me at Angela Marie, AND3G, at yahoo.com.
Fantastic. I love when people know how to promote themselves. This is fantastic. She's not only being used by God, but she's also knew how to promote herself and how to be out there. And her voice is just breathtaking, everyone. It's not just me saying, you will hear it for yourself. So, Angela, I just wanted to ask you the last question before we cut off again. I just wanted to make sure that if people that are listening to us all over the world and always have excuses, I can't be because I can, there is issues here, there is issues there. But look at you. You have a beautiful life. You have a beautiful calling from God. You're here impaired. You have other health issues, and here you are overcoming everything and doing what you love to do. And not only that, you bring in a message. What would you say to them that they're listening, they have excuses, and they're not doing what God tells them to do? What would be your word of encouragement?
I would simply say, first of all, people need to get in the right mindset to understand that if you convince your mind that you can do anything and you believe in your heart that God will bring it to pass,
you can do anything that you set your mind to and you believe in your heart that will happen. And I believed a long time ago that I had a calling. And I didn't know from one way or another what would happen, who I'd be in touch with, all the wonderful people just in the last week alone. God has connected me with some phenomenal people and friends that I've just reconnected with from the past that are saying, look here, we'll even donate our bus for you on a weekend if you need to. But it's not about money. It's about getting out there and giving hope. We're in the end times. And I believe that anybody that's out there, whether your doctor said that you've had a disability, you're told you have terminal cancer, you're told you have hearing impairment, you're blind, you've got diabetes, listen, no matter what the doctor says, no matter what they tell you, hold on to one thing, and that's God's report. If God says you can do anything in Christ Jesus, believe it. Step out in faith. I challenge you all to believe in God's healing, believe in his anointing, believe that he loves you so much that he gave his only son to die upon that cross. But thank God he's not dead. He's a living, wonderful adversary for us. He's advocating every time we're out there. He's not an adversary, but he's advocating. I can't even hardly hear myself talk. He is advocating for us. And he's saying, look here, I can do anything for you and through you. Just trust in me. So the devil doesn't want us to believe that we can do things, but I assure you, we can do anything if we just trust in God. I'm living proof of that. So have faith and step out in faith. God will bring to pass everything and anything in your life that is supposed to happen if you'll trust in him. And he'll send the right people right on time, every time, because God's timing is perfect timing. Still there?
Not one day.